Swine fever, how is Asia coping with the outbreak? The Philippines is the latest country to report cases of African swine fever and has culled more than 7,000 pigs in an effort to control the spread of the disease. Countries across Asia have been struggling to contain the outbreak, which is threatening the livelihood of millions of families that rely on pig farming. The highly contagious and incurable virus is deadly to pigs but not dangerous to humans. Is raising particularly concern in China, which has half the world's pigs. Reality Check looks at the measure being taken to contain the disease. The virus, which originally spread from Africa to Europe, can be passed on by direct contact with infected pigs and wild boars through infected animal feed and on clothing and farm equipment. The UN expects the disease to carry on spreading because many small farms lack the funds or expertise to protect their herds. There's no way of treating infected animals. Millions of pigs are being culled on a desperate attempt to halt the disease, according to the latest UN figures. China first to declare outbreak. China reported a swine fever outbreak in August 2018, and since then, the virus has spread to almost all parts of the country, says Martin Ip of the BBC Chinese service. Authorities moved to cull pigs and shut down live meat market after confirmed outbreaks, as well as banning farmers from feeding their animals with human food leftovers. This is a common practice for small-scale domestic pig owners, which risks spreading the disease. China has been praised by Dr. Montague Eloyd, the head of the World Organization for Animal Health, for its effort to combat swine fever. However, some people suspect the scale of the outbreak has been underreported. Many people in China rely heavily on pork, and the economic consequences could be devastating for farmers. Pork prices rose by 29.3% in the year up to May, according to government figure, and it could be rise even higher. Spread across Vietnam. In February 2019, Vietnam became the third Asian country after China and Mongolia to report the outbreak, says Quyen Lee of the BBC Vietnamese service. The disease has spread to all 63 cities and provinces. The government warns that the outbreak poses the biggest challenge yet to the country's livestock industry. In March, the prime minister banned the transportation, trade, slaughtering, and consumption of pig pork products suspected of being smuggled into the country. Farmers have been promised compensation to cull pigs worth a minimum of 80% of the market price. The outbreak has remained severe in spite of government efforts. It is projected that pork production in Vietnam will fall by at least 10% this year. Precautionary measures for South Korea. North Korea reported an outbreak of African swine fever to the World Organization for Animal Health at the end of May, says Hyung Eun Kim of the BBC Korean service. South Korea offered quarantine and medical assistance to the North, but officials said they have no response. However, North Korean state media has been warning people about the disease since the end of 2018, says Jo Chung-hee, a North Korean defector who used to work in the country agriculture department. South Korea is taking measures to prevent the disease from entering the country. This includes a ban on using food waste to feed livestock. The South Korean military has been authorized to kill any wild boars seen crossing the zone which separates North and South Korea. It's unlikely that infected boars could be able to cross this heavily fortified and mined region, but the South Korean prime minister has visited the area several times to raise awareness of the disease.